on this call, and we honor the Lord for each and every one of you. This is the Master's Morning Call, and we just honor the Lord for him showing up this morning as well as each and every one of you on this call. I am Joycelyn Henderson from Hartford, Wisconsin, sitting in while Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the host of this call, is still on sabbatical. And then also the other host on the call is Dr. Vanessa. And then also Tiffany has been so honorably and graciously to also host the call. We just honor the Lord for each and every one of you. I am going to go on and ask if Ms. Willa is on the line, if she would come now and open us with prayer.
Good morning, Dr. J. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Good morning to you.
Well, praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. We thank and praise you, O God, for who you are, for you are the great I am. Everything we need you to be, Father God, you are just that. We thank and praise you, Lord, that your word says that the stone which the builders rejected became their chief cornerstone. Father, we thank and praise you that you being the chief cornerstone is everything we need. Father, when I think about a stone, I think about David. And David had five smooth stones, but he only needed one, oh God, to defeat Goliath. So, Father God, we have the one stone, and that is you, the word of God. Father, so that stone that we have this morning, oh God, the word, Father, will tear down everything that is not of you. Father God, the word is our healer. The word is our deliverer. The word is our protector, oh God. So we thank and praise you for the stone that we have, the stone which is the word of God that removes every burden, oh God, that is sharper than any two-edged sword, oh God, that does everything we needed to do in our lives. Father God, we thank and praise you for the founders of the company. We thank and praise you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. J, who is standing instead, and Tiffany, oh Lord, who comes along, Father God, and just fills in the gap where it is needed. We thank and praise you, Lord, that you have already provided everything they need. So we just praise you for that right now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, as we prepare our hearts for the word that is going to go forth, as Dr. Chuck comes and teaches us the word, Lord, he's already told us how to operate above the spirit of average. He's already told us how to walk by faith and not by sight. He's already told us that we have more than enough, that we can do above and beyond all we can ever ask or think according to the power that works within us. So, Father God, we take that stone, the word of God that he's given this morning, oh Lord, to just pierce everything that is in the way of your children in Jesus' name. Father God, just continue to bless him and his family. Continue to bless his entire church, Lord, the congregation, everything that you are doing for them. Father, we thank and praise you for every listener who is on this call this morning, that the word of God would go forth for them, moving in any direction they needed to move, doing what needs to be done in their lives, oh God, uplifting, encouraging, giving faith, oh God, making them stronger in you. Father, and we just bind Satan in Jesus' name off this call, off the airways. It's already been done. Your angels have already gone forth, given us clear passage to hear your word, and we thank you and we praise you and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. J.
Amen, Ms. Willa. We honor the Lord for the stone this morning. Glory to God. I believe we're going to have a Holy Ghost time on this call today. Glory, glory, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. I supposed to be introducing somebody or doing something. My Lord, thank you, Jesus. I bless the Lord for that prayer. The airway has been cleared, and we give God praise and glory. We again want to welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call this morning, and I want to just very quickly go through and give you some information that you can use the Master's Morning Call at Gmail. That is our email address, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Send us over email. Let us know how we're doing on this call, how we are honoring the Lord, as well as if you have any prayer requests or anything that we can stand in agreement with you, or praise reports, send it to that email address. Also, the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com is our website. You can go and listen to any of the messages that we have had, and there's just an archive of messages out there. Feel free to go in and send somebody else to that website. That way they can also be fed the word of God. This call mandate is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And we truly honor the Lord that he has allowed us to be the ones to spend your morning early with us. Also, the scripture that God has given to the host of this call comes from Psalms 88, verse 13. And that scripture says, "But unto you I cried, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come up to meet you." Oh, I just bless the Lord for even the mandate of the scripture that God has given to Dr. Roberts as well as Dr. Vanessa. And we just honor the Lord for both of those women of God for coming and standing in and doing what they believe God has already predestined and mandated for them to do. I just challenge each and every one of you that if you're on this call and you're part of Artists International, the company that has brought so many of us together, I challenge you just to go into your back office. There is a lot of things that this company is offering, and I believe that if you go in into your own back office, you will be able to take a look and see and then also invite somebody else to this business called Artists International. I want to go ahead and bring to the floor this morning the man of God that is going to bring the word. Again, I want to ask you to get something to write with as well as something to write on, because I truly believe that this is a man of honor, a man of integrity. He is a devoted husband as well as a loving father. He also authors the book, The Death of the Desperate Woman, and Pastor Chuck is in Metairie, Louisiana, and I understand that it is extremely warm down in that area right now. So I know that when he comes with the word of God, it is going to be on fire inside and out. So we just bless the Lord this morning for the absolute privilege of bringing him back as the mouthpiece for the word this morning. Prepare your hearts and also that you can hear what the man of God would have to say. Pastor Chuck, if you would at this time come to the floor and bring us what God has called you to feed us this morning. We honor the Lord for you. God bless you, man of God.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. J. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful, and I bless the Lord for you this morning.
Amen. We bless the Lord for you and Dr. PK and Dr. Podesta. And for that on fire prayer this morning. And yes, it's hot here and it's hot on this line, and I believe God's just going to make it even hotter in a moment. So we bless the Lord for this day and for this opportunity. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. I want to begin reading there. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. And the Bible reads, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with the linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart." Verse 20, "Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, 'How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself.' And David said unto Michal, 'It was before the Lord, which chose me before thy father, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. And I will be yet more vile than thus, and will be base in my own sight. And of the maidservants which thou hast spoken of them shall I have be had in honor.' Therefore Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child until the day of her death." This morning, the Lord just led me to minister this message, and I don't know what God's going to do on this line, but he told me to minister this message. And just for a title, I want you to get this in your spirit. "Because you don't know my story, you can't understand my praise. Because you don't know my story, you cannot understand my praise. I understand that some of you can't get with this message because this is not a message for people who have not been through anything. This is not a sermon for those who have been perfect all of their lives. I need to speak a word to those folk who, like me, know what it's like to play church, but then one day the experience becomes real and you're no longer playing. I need to talk to that individual who was saved, but at some point on your journey of salvation, slipped and fell. Not even slipped, but fell on purpose. This is for that person who has been through some terrible experiences. This is for that person who has some dark secrets that no one knows about but God and the other persons involved. I wonder if I'm talking to anybody on this line. This is David's story. Now listen, when people refer to David, they usually talk about how great of a praiser he was, how wonderful of a worshiper he was. They talk about the beautiful music he created in the book of Psalms. His songs ranged anywhere from trouble to failing to living right, to describing the Lord as shepherd and describing him as comforter and protector and shield and guide, a very present help in the time of trouble. He was the consummate praiser. Even when he didn't feel like giving God glory, David was the one who would command his soul to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. His worship was to the degree that God called David a man after his own heart. The thing is, however, you cannot appreciate my story of triumph without first understanding the tragedy I've had to overcome. You can't appreciate my victory without understanding the valleys I've had to go through. Yeah, you can't understand my testimony without first understanding the tests that I've had to endure. You can't really appreciate the peace I have without understanding the war I've been through. In other words, you can't appreciate my present without understanding my past. You cannot fully appreciate who I am today without an examination of what I've been through. Listen, I know we have all of these titles. I'm Pastor Chuck. I'm Superintendent Brown. I'm all of this. But I'm also a case study of every battle, war, good time, bad time, joy, sorrow, gain, loss, hurt, and pain that I've ever been through and experienced in my life. That's why you have to be so careful when you envy another person's life. Lord, I want to be like her. Lord, I want to be like him. I want to praise like this person. I want to pray like Sister So-and-so. You have to be so careful what you wish for because you only see the end. You only see the marriage right now. You're not seeing the infidelity and the abuse and the miscommunication and the constant arguments. You only see the end result of their love. For we know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. You're only seeing the thing after they've worked themselves together for the good. And God is the only person that takes a bunch of bad things, puts it together, and it comes out good. God is the only one who can take a person who was abused, molested, suicidal, and psychopathic and turn her into a powerful evangelist. There is a story behind my praise. Listen, I like good movies. I love good books, fiction as well as nonfiction. But the best ones are those in which the hero overcomes great odds to reach a goal. They may lose everything, but they win in the end. Surrounded by an army, but they win in the end. I'm particularly fond of James Bond movies. The great thing about 007 movies is you know that no matter what he faces, he's going to make it to the next movie because it's written in the script. It's in the script. I need you to get this, Lord. I'm supposed to just talk this morning, Father. It's in the script that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So although haters are lined up with their weapons pumped and primed, the script says I'm going to make it out all right. It's in the script that weeping may endure for a night, but all I have to do is make it through the night. The script tells me that joy is coming in the morning. Real people of faith don't wait till the battle is over. They shout now because the script tells them that they already have the victory. My victory is in the script. My healing is in the script. My deliverance is in the script. My breakthrough and my miracles are in the script. Notice all these heroes talking about the James Bonds of life. They have to go through something. To all of you who won't elevation to come to you, you want to be promoted, understand that you're going to have to go through something to get there. You're going to have to go through something to get that promotion. Yeah, you want success, you're going to have to go through a lot of failures. When you want victory, you're going to have to go through a lot of what looks like defeats. We see in this scripture that I read how David prays, but it warrants an examination of how he got there. Let's look at David's story. Number one, David was dismissed. You know the story of how the prophet came to town to appoint a new king, and mom and daddy invited all the boys inside but David. He was dismissed. They didn't think that he qualified to be king. He didn't look the part. He didn't walk the way kings walked. He didn't dress the way kings dressed. But how many of you know that God is looking for that person that everybody else has dismissed? He wants to show y'all that he's not limited by your perception of who should and who shouldn't be anointed, who should and who shouldn't be a prayer warrior, who should and shouldn't be a minister or a deacon, who should and shouldn't be an evangelist, who should and shouldn't be married or making six figures. If you really pay attention to the story, David was still in the sheep field. David was a great shepherd, but he was held back because of his talent. Have you ever been locked out of a system because you were good at something? I mean, you can sing and you do that well, but people believe that that's the only gift you have. You have talent, and they believe, I need you to understand that there's more to me than children's ministry. There's more to me than intercession. There's more to me than reading scriptures. There's more to me than cooking and beautifying the church. Has anybody ever been dismissed in their lives? Okay, number two, David was discounted. He wasn't just dismissed, but he was discounted. David's parents told him to bring a care package to his brothers who were fighting war against the Philistines. Soon as David made it to the camp, he heard this giant Goliath taunting God's people. He was making a mockery of God's people. The interesting thing was that although all of the people who were in Israel's army and trained to fight for God, they were all there, but they let this giant get away with this stuff. I'm sorry, but I'm not letting the devil get away with anything else in my life. If he comes looking for trouble, he's going to find it with me. He might want to leave Pastor Chuck Brown alone because that dude don't play and he ain't scared of the enemy. David steps up to the challenge of fighting this giant that all the prayer warriors should have been fighting. He steps up to the challenge that all of the preachers and ordained folks should have been the ones who actually stepped up, but this little boy stepped up. And Saul the king hears about this guy who says he'd fight the giant. And Saul looks at David and says, "You're just a youth. How are you going to fight somebody who's been a warrior since his youth?" Saul discounted David. I love David's reply. He tells the king, "Listen, don't discount me because you don't know what I've been through. Don't discount me. I've dealt with some lions and I've dealt with some bears in my life, so this little giant don't mean nothing to me. I've been through more serious storms than this. I may not have the right last name, but don't discount me. I may not be in the right clique, but don't discount me. I may not be the right color, but trust me, you don't know what's on the inside of me. I've been preparing all my life for this moment. While y'all dismissed me in the sheep field, I was praying. While I was in the background, I was fasting. While y'all were busy fighting over positions and titles, I was hearing from God. I was on my face. I was isolated, but I praised God for it because I had to spend time with him. I may be discounted by you, but I'm just right for God to use." Not only was he discounted and dismissed and discounted, but number three, David was discarded. After the king saw what David could do, he arranged for David to live in the palace with him. He realized that David was indeed gifted and anointed. He didn't just play well, but he played anointed. See, there's a difference between being gifted and being anointed. I'm sure that there are some other musicians in the palace, but when they played, nothing else happened. What they had the right chord structure. They had improvisational skills that were off the chain, but it wasn't enough to change the atmosphere of the environment. See, when Saul was vexed with those evil spirits, it wasn't until David came through and played that the devil was cast out. You may be able to sing riffs around me, baby. You may be able to do all kind of runs, but sweetheart, if you ain't anointed, no devil is going to run away from you. No healing is going to take place. No miracles are going to come. You have to be more than talented. You have to be anointed. David was anointed, but beware of something. Your anointing will always cause you to attract enemies. Hallelujah. I've discovered that whenever God is about to promote you, he schedules an adversary. David was on the brink of promotion, so it should be no surprise that the very person who invited him into the palace was now ready to kick him out. That's what happens when your anointing comes in contact with people who want what you have but are unwilling to pay the price you pay. Oh, I better say that again. That's what happens when your anointing comes in contact with people who want what you have but are unwilling to pay the price you pay. They try to kill you. They once welcomed your gift, but now they're sick of it. They get mad when you're using your gift and they discard you. They kick you out. Yeah, number four, and I'm hastening to a close. Number four, David was discouraged. I know we don't like to tell the truth in church, but has anybody ever been discouraged in your life? I'm talking about your saved life. I'm not talking about B.C., before Christ. I'm talking A.D., after death. Yeah, after your flesh died. David was on the run from his father-in-law, the king, Saul. There were a lot of brothers who came to him during this particular season of his life, yeah? The Bible says that he attracted everybody who was in distress and debt and discontented. They all gathered themselves to him. Why is it that whenever you go through, God will send other people who are worse off than you to come under you? You know what I'm talking about. You need a word yourself, but God is sending all of these needy people who are taken from you. They're not making any deposits, but they're constantly withdrawing from you. One day after going off the war and to fight in the war, David and his men come home only to find that everything was either gone or burnt down. All of their wives, sons, and daughters were stolen. And the Bible says that they lifted up their voices and cried until they had no more power to weep. It's amazing how when you're trying to do all you can for God, how it seems like he allows the devil to come in and take everything from you. It's not like you had a lot to begin with. Every time you take one step forward, you take 2 years back. I ain't talking about no steps. Anybody ever been there? David was discouraged. He had worked hard to have all of this taken away from him. I'm not preaching on this part, but David refused to stay discouraged. So he encouraged himself in the Lord. He couldn't wait to get to church for a word. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait until Pastor's schedule freed up to have a counseling session. He encouraged himself. Y'all better learn how to stop waiting on folk to pray with you and speak to your situation yourself and encourage your own self. And finally, number five, now despite being dismissed and being discounted and being discarded and being discouraged, David was determined to give God his best praise. This is what I found out about church folk. I finally figured out why we have to, when we go to services, we have to pump and prime some folk when all we have to do is say boo to others and they just take off. This is just after much observation. I came to the conclusion that some people barely praise God because they ain't been through nothing. But I've also discovered that those with the best praise are those who've been through the most stuff. See, I understand why my praise offends you. I understand why you look at me funny. I understand why my shouting bothers you. But baby, if you only realize that what it took for me to get to this point in my life, you'd be praising this way too. Like C.C. Winer said, you don't know the cost of my oil. I've been pressed. You don't get oil until you've dealt with pressure. I've been pressed. I've been walked on. I've been bruised. But it was all bringing the oil out of me. You don't know the cost of my praise. The Bible says that David danced before the Lord with all his might. Some of you have been giving God acute praise for too long. You've been giving God the same praise you gave him last year. Let me ask you something. If I gave you the same food that I gave you on last week, would you appreciate it? I believe that in this dispensation today, God is tired of the same stale praise, and he's tired of that stale prayer and that stale worship. He's looking for somebody who's going to go all out and give him glory. My shirt can make come out my pants, my stockings may run, my wig may get a little twisted, my tracks may come unglued, but I'm giving him the best I got because I know that if I give him my best praise, he'll give me my best, his best blessing. Because you don't know my story, you can't understand my praise. I'm dancing because God didn't let the devil kill me. I'm praising because my pain didn't destroy me. The accident didn't kill me. I made it out of being dismissed. I made it out of being discounted. I survived being discarded, and I went through my season of discouragement. Since I made it out, I might as well give God 100% of my praise. I'm leaving it all out on the field. I'm leaving it all out on the court. I don't expect you to understand, but you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. And there are too many Mike Carrolls in the world who are criticizing David for the way he praises, but because she didn't join in with him, she missed out on her own blessing. Listen, I need you to understand that my praise has brought me my victory. I'm praising God sometimes because I'm not even out of it yet, but I know that God is bringing me out of it. I wish I could see y'all right now, because I tell you to give God glory where you are. I tell you to lift your hand in your cubicle. Oh yeah, keep one hand on the wheel right now, but lift that other hand and give God glory. Yeah, you're ironing your clothes. Keep just iron, but go ahead and shake your head and say, the Lord, I thank you for bringing me this far. I know you did not allow me to live to see 2011, to allow me to die right now, or to allow me to be destroyed right now. Everything that you've dealt with was for this very moment. God just wanted to get you on your face, get you on your back so you can look up to the hills from which comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Weeping may endure for a night. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm trying to encourage you. You just got to make it through the night, because joy is coming again. Joy is coming again. Don't worry about what you're dealing with right now. Give him glory. Don't worry about what you're going through. Give him glory. Don't worry about what you're facing. Give him glory. And in the midst of it all, God's going to bless you like never before. Hallelujah. Dr. J, let me turn this back over to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you, man of God. Dr. Vanessa, unmute them phone lines. We're going to praise him on this call this morning. Come on, unmute the phone lines this morning. I say give a shout-out to God.
Try to contain myself, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to do exactly what I'm told to do at this point. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this powerful word that has come forth all for your people today. We thank you, Lord God, that we will do as David has done, Lord God. We will praise you, and we will exalt you for all that you're doing in our lives and through us today. We know that you're our almighty God. Oh, God, you're the God Almighty who is like you. You're mighty, oh, God, and we praise you today. Oh, God, you're our God of peace. Hallelujah. We praise you with all of our hearts because you are Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for your peace today. Thank you that you're the God who heals. Hallelujah. And we praise you, Father, because you are the Lord who heals our bodies and all of those that are on our prayer list today. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Miss Martha, God, Marie Preston's family, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for Angeline Mason, Lord God, Miss Lois, Lord God, and I just hold them up before you because you alone are the God who heals, and we praise and we exalt you, Lord. When they walk through this, Lord God, they'll be able to say, nobody did it but you. Hallelujah, and we glorify you today. Hallelujah, we magnify you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for those that ask us to pray for comfort today. We bless you because you're the God of comfort. comfort. We praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, God, for comforting hearts today, Lord God. You're the Father of compassion. You're the God of all comfort according to your word. And we thank you that you would comfort those that have lost loved ones, Lord God. The Pearson family, be with them today. We pray in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you for this word that has gone forth. We thank you that you are the God who already know our story. You've already brought us through difficult times. You've already brought us through the hard place. And we give you praise. We give you glory because you've been our keeper and you've been our mainstay. Thank you so much for it. And everybody that's on this call today, we feel this word, Lord God, in our hearts, that no matter where we are, no matter what's going on in our world, that we'll begin to praise and exalt you because you are still God and you're still in control. And we give it to you. We honor you, and we love you so very much today. I thank you, Lord God, that everyone that is on this call today that will go out and be about your business throughout this day. Praise in our hearts, joy in our souls as we go about our work and doing what we need to do for our businesses and everything that we are called to do on this day. We give you praise. We give you glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. J. Somebody take this call.
God bless you. Glory. I just want to say in closing, and I'll then hand the call off to you, Dr. Vanessa, I challenge each one of you on this call this morning to go out and make it just an excellent day. Don't wait until you become platinum. Don't wait until the battle is over. Go on, do a shout for victory today. We honor the Lord for you. I honor the Lord for you, Miss Willa. I honor the Lord for you, Pastor Chuck. I honor the Lord for you, Miss Kathy. And we honor the Lord for every one of you that are on this phone line this morning. And we say go on out and just shabbat the Lord as you are ministers in the marketplace. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. God bless you today.
All I need to say is amen and let it be. Everybody, again, go out and have an awesome day. My BPM, I love him, and I dearly call him my black preaching man. You brought that word home today. You all have an awesome, awesome word and an awesome day eating all that word. Blessings. Bye-bye.